Okay, so last week I discussed some of the mitzvot that are involved in the process of Kiruv, in the spirit of reading the parashiyot of Avram. I wanted to just complement that this week with a secondary question, which is, classically when people talk about Kiruv, they talk about, if they're talking about Kiruv Rechokim, they're talking about people who didn't grow up with a frum lifestyle, educating them in that direction. We're talking about Kiruv Krovim, we're just talking about encouraging each other to do mitzvot better. But there is a third component to the question, which is there any mitzvah of Kiruv and mitzvah of educating non-Jews to keep their mitzvot? And this is a question which, at least in a sort of a meta sense, relates, is brought up in discussions of whether we should lobby for Jewish values to be expressed in law, right? Do we have an obligation to have the Jewish voice heard in legislation, or is our goal just to make sure that we have our religious freedom and we don't care that the law around us reflects our values, just that we're able to do our own thing? Or do we have some sort of obligation to educate the world in the values that we think that they should be keeping? So it starts really with the Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Melachim. So we know that there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the prohibition against Abraham and Achai of eating a live animal, against blasphemy, against theft, an obligation to set up a court system, an obligation, a prohibition against murder, against idolatry, and against illicit relationships, which we've shown them expand either in minimalist fashions or maximalist fashions, but basically that's their mitzvah based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. And the way the Rambam formulates it is as follows. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo enchila Torah v'amitzvot elo liYisrael, shenemar mora, shakilat Yaakov, v'lechol arotzilit kayer, mishar amot, shenemar kachem kager. Moshe only gave the Torah, as we know it, to the Jewish people, and anyone who wants to convert, they can convert. Aval misha lo ratzu, enkof ven ozo lekabel Torah mitzvot. But if someone doesn't want to convert, so they have no obligation to, we don't force them. But then he says, V'chein siva Moshe aminu mipi agvura lachu v'skol bo'ay olam lekabel kol mitzvot shenitztava noach, v'kol misha lo kibel yareg. And God also, Moshe also commanded us from God to force those in the world to keep their seven mitzvot, and anyone who doesn't, it carries with it the death penalty. So the simple read of the Rambam is that not only does it exist in the world that there are these Sheva mitzvot, these obligations, but we have an active obligation to go out and to persuade and encourage people to keep the Sheva mitzvot Noach, if we have a Sanhedrin to actually enforce the laws. However, while this seems is the simplest read of the position of the Rambam, the majority of poskim don't agree for one of several reasons. Some of the achronim deny that the Rambam really meant this. Marzchias, for example, seems to read this Rambam differently. As Roy Broyd notes in a series of articles he wrote on this topic, where Marzchias seems to think the Rambam is just sort of telling you the history, that Jews are chayiv in the Torah and non-Jews are chayiv in Shemitz Bei Noach, and yes, there is a forced there's a coercive component to it, just like there's the Torah. It's not an active one, it's just the reality. If there's a Sanhedrin and someone's brought, then you'd have to enforce it, but there's no active obligation. Some Rishonim imply that maybe if there is a court system already set up, that then the court would have to go and you know, ensure that the non-Jews, at least within Eretz Yisrael, are keeping the Sheva Mitzvot Bei Noach. That's the position, it seems, of the Hagos Ashri. But again, if you didn't have a court system set up, so then there would be no obligation on the average person to go out and persuade. And the majority of Rishonim take this position, or an even more lenient position, and say that no, while it's true there are the Sheva Mitzvei Noach, and if we have a Jewish state and we have Sanhedrin set up, if someone came to us, we would have to deal with the crime. We don't have any active obligation to go out and educate the non-Jews about their Sheva Mitzvot Bei Noach. And this is really the consensus of the majority of poskim. However, the one sort of very vocal proponent in the 20th century of Kiruv, even for non-Jews, was the late Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel Schneerson, who felt, based on this Rambam, that we should take it literally. And he penned a tshuva in which he wrote that not only, as we know, Chabad is very actively involved in Jewish Kiruv, but that we should also be involved in non-Jewish Kiruv, and we should go out and we should educate as many non-Jews as we can about the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, about their obligations, and as much as we can have good relationships with them so that we have an excuse to have conversations with them and show them the path that the Torah wants for them. That would be Matov U'Manayim. There are sort of middle positions. The Sefer Hasidim says maybe it's not obligatory, but it is a laudatory thing to do. As he said, we learn in the Yonah story that Yonah is supposed to go and to educate Nineveh, so there is some sort of value. But again, the majority of poskim really do take the position of the other Rishonim or the Achronim who deny the Rambam said it, say we have no active obligation to educate non-Jews as to their mitzvot. If they ask us, we can tell them, but we don't have to go out and actively do it. But again, Lubavitcher Rebbe felt that wasn't the case. Now, again, as I mentioned, where this gets discussed is a lot of articles that try to figure out to what extent should Jews, when we're involved in politics, be trying just to ensure that our rights are kept, that freedom of religion is kept strong, that we won't be impinged upon, we won't be forced to do anything we don't want to, there won't be, whatever the case may be, as we know, often the news medical, right, always the medical questions are always, you know, borderline, where it's getting to the point where it's coercive and it's sometimes hard for us to actually act freely in a halachic manner. Is our obligation just to ourselves to make sure that we maintain our freedoms, or when we're lobbying, are we supposed to go farther and actually trying to make a compelling case that our values should be integrated into law? That question comes down to this question. The second question, which I won't get into, but I'll just mention, is in addition to this question of Kiruv, so to speak, there's the second question, which is, do we have a obligation or prohibition of Lifnei Iver, of aiding non-Jews and violating, or, right, a prohibition against aiding non-Jews and violating their Averot? And if so, what would that look like? That's a bit of a more complicated question, but I'll just say that in Lifnei Iver, the general rule is that you don't violate the biblical rule of Lifnei Iver, which is the only thing that applies for non-Jews, unless you enable them to do a sin that they couldn't have done without you. And since most circumstances don't actually put us in that situation, barring, as the Gemara says, you're on one side of the river, they're on the other side of the river, and you hand them a piece of Eber Menachai, or a live animal they couldn't get to, barring that, most situations don't actually get into the Lifnei Iver camp, which is why when people discuss the philosophical issue, they focus on this Rambam, its interpretation, whether we paskin like it or not.